You're listening to SBS News.
Welders running hot in Cairns. Work goes on unabated in the historic Cairns shipyards throughout the COVID-19 economic recession. Sean Thompson is a boilermaker technical assistant at the Nor shipyard.
We're pretty lucky to still have our jobs throughout the time that we're going through with COVID. It's pretty good. We still get to feed the family, pay the bills.
This old manufacturing industry is keeping the flames alive as the region looks to expand its maritime capacity. Joseph Brown Ardo is a painter blaster apprentice.
It's a really good industry to work in, different departments. You could be working one department and also helping a different department, learn a few skills along the way, different skills here and there. It's interesting.
Cairns' multi-billion dollar tourism industry is barely treading water, with thousands left jobless due to the pandemic. Campaigning for the state election, local politicians are promising job creation, like incumbent Labor MP Michael Healy.
The maritime industry presents huge opportunities for Cairns. It's vitally important if we want to continue to grow as an economy that we have diversification. We, on our best year, would have got 2.8 million international tourists, spending around about $6 billion, which is terrific. But we've only got to look at COVID to see the impact when those numbers diminish. So we need to have alternate industries.
State Labor and LNP have pledged tens of millions of dollars for Cairns' maritime infrastructure, like wharves and cranes. Sam Marino is the LNP candidate for Cairns.
The sky's the limit, really. I mean, and once we lift our capacity, I mean, we've got the expertise, but we will train more and more people, and it will be a key pillar. What this will do is make us more resilient, and resilience is very important. We don't know whether there's going to be another pandemic. I mean, we don't know what other problems that we'll have in the future. If we've got a diversified economy, that will give us stability for the future.
Thousands of Cairns workers are employed directly and indirectly by the maritime industry, and politicians and businesses would like to see thousands more jobs created and even a return to shipbuilding. Swedish marine engineer Olav Groot runs Cairns' biggest shipyard, Norship.
Well, right now, if you look at Australia, you know, 90% of the vessels that are being constructed are being commissioned by government. We used to obviously have a healthy ship construction business in the private sector. I think there are opportunities coming up and going forward to reintroduce shipbuilding in a larger scale into Cairns.
$600 million in federal spending is due to upgrade HMAS Cairns Navy Base over the next decade to cater for new patrol boats based and maintained here. That brings knock-on benefits for tourism, transport, cruise and the superyacht industries.
If we look at giving effect to the development of Northern Australian policy frameworks, then we need to continue to invest and look at the evolution of Cairns as that regional maintenance centre. So it could potentially mean 5,000 jobs, but it is reasonable to assume that we're looking at thousands of jobs over the coming years.
Cairns is a major gateway to the Pacific, and responding to China's increasing presence in the region, Olav Groot expects that to add to the momentum.
For Norship, at times it's been as much as 40% of its business, so it has always historically been very important for us to work with and for the Pacific, and I can only see that importance improving. I'd like to think that with what's happening globally, that increasingly will play an important part in what's happening in the Pacific.
Some workers, like Norship technical assistant Sean Thompson, have already secured their futures.
Yes, considering where we live, it's all about tourism. So that's sort of all we really heard at school was get into the tourism industry because that's where the money is, but no, I don't think so.
No.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.